Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Goblins are like babies. If you shake them, they go, oh,
they're like evil babies that don't die.
Shit, this chicken's still alive.
When you're lying on the ground bleeding out, you don't make so many rolls.
37 copper pieces and 15 silver pieces.
I'm rich, bye.
Is this a joke? And I kick the door in. Boom.
Doran kicks the door in. Now I get your name.
I can't hear you. There's nobody here.
Oh, there's nobody here, Doran.
Hello all, welcome back to episode 3, Talk of the Town.
Let's give them something to talk about. Oh my.
That's not bad.
Role performance. MVP this week is Fiorini Swan.
For jumping on the Instagram bandwagon and sharing some great images. Reminder that November 2nd is our Extra Life live stream, so come hang out. It's going to be long.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be really fun.
It'll be something.
Should we get to it?
Let's get her done. The four of you were invited to Nightstone, to Lady Nandar's place.
Oh, Velrosa, my friend from childhood.
Yeah, Lady Velrosa Nandar, asking for your help with a mission to go to parley with the elves of the Ardeep Forest. And upon reaching the settlement of Nightstone, you quickly realize that not all was well here. You fought off some wargs in the town square.
Nearly died doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was very difficult. Mm-hmm. You retreated back across the drawbridge, across the moat, to the safety of a tree where you rested for a little while.
recomposed.
Yes.
Did a short rest.
Kraloth was able to recover his consciousness.
Yeah, I was doing death saves there for a bit.
And then you stormed the temple. You killed one of the goblins there. And then just mere moments ago, Doran was able to render the second goblin unconscious. And he's lying in the graveyard, unconscious, with his back propped up against a gravestone.
Doran stands over top of the unconscious goblin, licking his lips, thinking of...
Are we still in initiative?
No.
Goblin. Thinking of the days where he actually ate goblin because it was in the glory of battle.
Run up next to you and be like, good job, Doran. You nearly got him. Oh, he's still alive. Jack, Kraloth, come. Because I guess you wouldn't see, right? Like you wouldn't know.
Jack can see. He's...
You guys are like he's at
got
the
dark
door.
He's got the dark vision.
I just mean to say you wouldn't know that he didn't kill him instantly.
As Jack's walking into this graveyard, he's had a thought struck him that we know Darkstone is 10 years old. How big is this graveyard? Is it like how many graves are we talking?
Good thought. How many people have died in 10 years to warrant an entire graveyard?
This is what I'm thinking. Is
maybe it was populated by really old people.
I mean, maybe it's anything is possible, but like how it's a. I'm getting a sense of a lot of graves for 10 years.
Nightstone is a retirement facility.
Like that they like in addition to we need to plot out land for our farms and plot out land for our chicken coops.
We're going to need a graveyard.
And we'd better put the graveyard in the walls.
Well, how big do you want it? Really big, believe me. In 10 years it's going to be filled.
I offer an answer here. Have you ever been up and seen a church on its own and then a community built around it? So maybe this was a church in rural area that is now...
Oh, that's a very good thought.
Interesting.
Island church.
We could see by the ages on the graves.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, these kids were under 10.
And it's epidemic that Jack would go on this sort of mental noodling as he's like just been in a fight graves. Oh, that's like archaeology. I'm really interested. Like I wonder who's buried. Like he's just, and then suddenly like, no. You know, here's Red calling him. It's done. It's over here, and like is back in the moment of in this darkness. This, you know.
But now I'm curious
his
too.
Black and white dark vision.
You didn't say it out loud. Luckily, Red would be like, "Oh, good point."
And he's walking over with everybody else.
You wander through the tombstones. There are about 20 of them here. You see that more than half of them all have the same year. Last year on them.
Jolly. Oh, you know what? It was probably the big elf fight. You know, that big old elf fight.
You read my mind.
Well, I just mean to say, right, I guess I wasn't looking, was I?
Very good observation.
Say, Jack, what are you looking at? Oh, the tombs, the day of the gravestones. You know what? It corresponds with that fight.
In the northeast corner, there is an above ground crypt with the name Nandar engraved over the entrance.
Nandar.
Does that name ring any bells for either of you?
Is that Dreslin?
Yes.
It's Draylin.
Draylin, sorry.
Draylin.
Dreslin. Yeah, you're right. Dreslin.
It's a silent S. Who knows?
We weren't close.
Well, right, maybe this guy will tell us what's up. And I bend down. And is the goblin, like, conscious?
Not right now.
Shake him.
Wake up! Goblins are like babies. If you shake them, they go, you know.
They're not like... They're like evil babies don't die.
No, but they're very small and sensitive, and if you shake them too hard, they get hurt.
Yeah, now that the goblin is lying prone, unconscious, at your mercy, it occurs to you how frail he looks.
Like he actually looks malnourished, or...?
No, he just looks so...
Cute?
Goblin-y!
Let's bring him back inside the temple at the very least, and maybe tie him to a pew.
Don't lower your guards, pew, though. Pew. Bind his hands. These little bastards are...
Oh, Doran, I really don't think it's that much to worry about, but fair enough. And I pick up a piece of garden twine and I tie it up. So that, you know, they're spooky looking.
Yeah, but they're small, spooks. You know.
Yeah. Are you? And I touch Doran. I say, are you scared of goblins a little bit? I say it quietly, so not to upset him. I know you're spooked about the graveyard. Do the goblins maybe get you a little bit?
Doran is unfazed by the question and just looks at Red and then looks away.
And then I look to
that
Kraloth.
Is one of the most offensive things
I
you could say.
He's a little spooked by goblins.
Oh my goodness, I didn't see you there.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Oh. Kraloth, how are you doing, bud?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm glad that we're bringing them into the temple because I felt pretty vulnerable out there. I think there's going to be more of them.
Well, I think Jack's idea of questioning this thing is the right way to go. Let's tie him up.
Let's see if we can wake him up somehow. Yeah, so like I'll use some of my twine from my explorer's pack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
craft a noose, hang him from the bell tower.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Ooh, that's a bit more intense than I was thinking.
So the goblins were definitely ringing the bell. Can I do a perception in here?
Of course you can.
See what's up. With a natural 20!
And that is the die that you chamber.
That's Chester! That's the die that came out of Dice Shame last week.
Wow.
That's
my goodness.
The one.
Second
guys.
Chance die.
Now, right? Oh. He rolled a one, and he learned his lesson. He came out, and now he's back to 20.
So it's really more of a penalty box over there, you think?
Well, you know what? I don't want to.
A penalty jar.
I don't want to be so strict with my dice shame. I mean, he was shamed. He may come back. I don't know.
You make a good point. Maybe I'll take mine out. Well, you never know. What if my one now rules a 20?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do
this
that.
This show is called Dice Shame.
Right, but
just have no dice in the dice shame jar.
There's still one dice.
They're shamed.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not.
We got to lay not a rule, but I just want to say we can't get too attached to these dice.
I recognize that.
They don't have feelings.
I do, though. And you know what? I like Chester. No, but okay. We talked about, you know, maybe one shames three times in a row and you shame it.
Yeah,
For me, he goes in the box. If he comes out again and he shames again, then he's dead to me.
A two-strike rule.
Yeah, I'm still developing my method for sure.
I think we're all going to come into our own and figure out our own.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
shaming.
For sure.
I mean, I haven't had to shame a die yet.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you don't know.
Brag about it.
But I have almost died. So I almost had to shame my entire character.
So I guess that stops the amount of rolls you make.
And Jack hasn't had to shame either.
What's that?
When you're lying on the ground bleeding out, you don't make so many rolls.
No.
It puts
so
things
much.
In perspective. It's like I see six. How. No, well, he was rolling a lot of d20s.
Red, did
so you,
you
rolled a 20.
Yeah, anyway, I rolled
did
a 20.
Did you go back in through the window or did you go around the front door?
Yeah, so I climbed through the window again.
Moonlight is pouring into this high vaulted chamber through the stained glass windows that were once set on the walls. There are a few intact windows yet.
Mm-hmm.
A couple on the south walls and one intact window on the north wall still. There are some plain wooden benches for people to sit on, you would presume, as benches are wont to be used for. The room is mostly empty otherwise. There are two leather satchels.
I excitedly open them.
Meanwhile, we're tying the goblin
yeah,
up.
Three people are tying the goblin up.
That's a lot of people to tie up a goblin. I love that.
I think I'm probably waiting for Kieran, my owl familiar, to do just another swoop around to figure out what the chicken coop goblins were up to, what the other ones were up
you
to.
You and this owl.
I mean,
it's his
friendly. I'm jealous. I'm getting jealous.
I mean, I know you and Kraloth have a thing going, but this owl and I, we've been together for a long time.
Well, so have Kraloth and I.
Well, sometimes when we're in a big crowd, because I'm taller than most people, I can tell Red where the fountain is.
That's See, that's right. kind of like what I'm doing.
We have a similar thing. And sometimes when we're sleeping next to a fire in sleeping bags, we play wiggle worms. We'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
Wait till they get closer, then we'll show the wiggle worms.
They won't understand.
No, they won't. Not yet.
Inside the first sack, there are three blocks of incense.
I will take them.
And a silver holy symbol of Meliki, shaped like a unicorn's head.
Meliki Mokka.
Some other stolen personal effects. You recognize that these sacks contain the relics of the church.
I'm going to take all of it.
So you then take these stolen relics.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we're going to see somebody and be able to return them.
Okay.
Makes no sense to be like, oh, by the way, you, there's some sacks over there with some stolen shit. Go retrieve it.
The other sack contains three empty vials.
Can I smell what was in them?
You can certainly do that. Make a religion check.
It's like what I'm best at with a 12.
You detect there's no detectable smell.
I think Jack has already revealed himself to Red to be the intellectual of the group, just because he won't shut up about it. No,
insufferable.
No, I love
constantly
him.
Pushing his glasses up on the bridge of his
Guys.
Nose.
No, I love it so much. I would. I think you're kind of like not the tactician, but for some reason, Red sort of sees you as like maybe the dad a little bit right now, like just the person or the mom. And he walks over to you with the vial out, and he's kind of like, "Do you have any idea what this would smell like?"
What is it? Where did you?
It's a long story, but do you recognize it? And I just like put it right under your nose.
Religion, you say?
Religion, please.
That is a 20.
Nice.
You also smell nothing, but you would assume these vials probably once contained holy water?
Getting it shoved under my nose, there'll just be a moment where I grab Red's hand and like move it up so I can see the vial in front of my eyes.
Which says holy water written on it.
So Red, this is a temple of Maliki. You can tell that by the unicorn symbol that on the wall that we smashed.
As I just stole one, yeah.
You also recognize now that you are not just taking the briefest of glances at this building, carrying over that 20, that there are icons of Lathander as well.
And you'll notice even we saw a sunburst on the window, and there's some other imagery in here that very reminiscent of the Morning Lord. I just lost the name. Lathander. And so it's. I wonder if there isn't some sort of semblance of you know, nature and the sun or something they were trying to build here together. I would expect Kraloth knows. I mean, it's undead fighting.
Oh shit! You're right. And he walks immediately away mid conversation to Kraloth. Kraloth, do you know what this vial is?
Holy water.
Oh yes, it's holy water. But do you know why?
Why holy water?
Well, because this is a temple.
Jolly good. Do you want them? And I hand the empty vials to you.
Yeah.
Red, the second sack is still a little bit heavy.
Oh, I reach in.
There is a wooden collections box in
the
sack.
Is there
any money
in it? Yes. Ooh.
Are you going to take that money?
I mean, no, I guess not, eh?
Certainly, we got to hold on to it at least.
There's, yeah, I mean,
37 copper pieces and 15 silver pieces in there.
I'm rich. Bye. No, I think, Red is not motivated by money anyway. He's very much of the experience and sort of the artifact. Like, he loves the idea of the holy symbol, the unicorn or whatever. He's like, ho, ho, ho. But, I mean, the money, he's very much like, oh, look, there's some money here.
That's a collections box, is it?
Well, I don't want it.
Well, it might be a good idea for us to take it and deliver it to a church of Kalimvor, of Lathander. That's my just, church.
Or Maliki. They're both here. It'd be really interesting to find the priest or priests who set this up. It seems strange.
There's no like hatches in the floor.
Right as now. You look around the room, you see that set in the west wall, north of the pulpit, there's a half-open door.
Oh. We'll head there.
Just based on my knowledge of the building, would that lead up to the bell tower?
Probably the steeple and maybe a back room.
So, I mean, this is a silly question. Is this a ruin or dungeon?
No.
Okay.
Listen, I'm the same way because I'm a natural explorer. Because I'm the unearthed arcana ranger, I have advantage in nature. Okay. So anytime I can use it, I do. But yeah, I think inside buildings and stuff like that's like...
I mean, it's... Maliki's a nature goddess.
Oh, listen, I'm going to use it when I can. when we were outside, yeah, I was.
Doran doesn't care much for the chitter chatter that Red does all around him.
What's and, this?
Ouch!
What's
that?
And walks to the front door simply to stand and look out into the night and see if anything's
so going there was another door inside the building?
Yeah, that's what I was going towards.
Yeah.
So Doran stands guard at the front door as other people go and investigate the side room.
Kraloth is going to stay with the goblin. We keep an eye on him, make sure that if he wakes up, then he's
there. He's starting to stir just a little bit, but he's still unconscious. Mm. You know, you can tell that his breathing is sort of returned to a more normal pace.
Yeah. I love that there's a shared curiosity of like, what's behind this door going on with...
That's what... We're chaotic good. That's like our thing.
You guys go back there?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, I literally looked at the three of you and was like, okay, I don't need to...
Children.
I don't need to see what's behind this door. I'll go with stand guard because
Doran
these three are chomping at the bit.
Well, that's the thing. Doran's like definitely the... Like, you're what? 100 and what?
108.
Yeah, you're like the old guy. You're like, oh, fucking kids. Like, you know?
I'm actually not even that old.
For a door.
Yeah, but you know, like you're only like a 40-year-old wizard, right?
53.
Yeah, well,
but it's half elf years, so you know.
You find yourself in a small back room that contains a plain wooden bed. The straw mattress has been torn open and its contents all pulled out. The floor is also strewn with the contents of two wooden chests, vestments, and personal effects.
Now, I rolled a natural 20 when I came back in to the... Can I roll it over? Do you want me to roll perception this room too?
I would roll it because it's a new room.
Sure. That is not as good, but not bad. 15.
There's a knotted rope that hangs from the steeple, which is just to the side of this room.
Knotty rope.
As Jack is sort of wandering through the space, I think he's clearly the goblins. I'm not sure if they were just looting it. I'm wondering if he like pieced together. Somebody was pulling on the rope. They're ringing the bell. There was clearly people here. We haven't seen a single body of people here. I wonder if he's just trying to walk through this space and piece together a picture of what happened here before we arrived.
Just roll a straight up and down intelligence check.
Okay. 17.
Okay. It's very strange to you that you would be here investigating the apparent ruin of a church and not find the priest or his body or her body. And yet there are goblins here. That's weird to you.
Yeah. I mean, goblins in this whole place is weird.
Did you say this to Red?
There are no signs of a struggle in terms of there's no blood on the walls or mashed in with the contents of the room, you know.
Yeah. This wasn't a fight, Red. This was these goblins are just looters. They're coming after the fact. This whatever happened here, we're seeing the parasites. We're seeing the carrion eaters
come scavengers,
and scavenge afterwards. We're not seeing the real thing that happened.
I agree with you. It seems odd that they left this place. I mean, the falling boulders from the sky must have been part of the motivation, no? I mean, what could do that? And I speak to Jack for, like, serious for a moment, which is unlike Red, and I'm like, what on earth could cause boulders like that to fall all over this place?
Gotta be big.
Giant-sized.
Yeah.
Do giants throw boulders?
You don't have stories of them?
Well, you're very much so. There's one called Giant Stone Thrower, the Stone Thrower.
What did he do?
Oh, God, you're right, Jack. So they must have vacated this place, and you're right, the goblins that came from... Well, they must still be somewhere, maybe in town.
Kraloth, at this moment, the goblin that you are watching over opens his eyes and looks at you, and his eyes narrow with hatred, and he starts straining against his bonds wordlessly.
And I hold up a big hand and I say, whoa, whoa, escam tu keba. It's okay. We're not going to hurt you if you answer our questions. And I'm just going to give my tambourine a couple jingles. I have a question.
And I will hear that and I will come out.
Mm-hmm.
We have some questions for you.
And he says, let me go.
We might let you go.
Let me go now.
Well, you haven't answered my questions.
Well, you haven't let me go.
You're the one tied up.
Is this all in goblin? Or can we... Okay, so we're just hearing you be like...
I'm a little confused with my goblin. I started mixing up my words there.
We're all just listening to you be like, where is the bathroom?
My first question for you is, how long have you been here, you goblins?
Just a day.
Just a day?
Yes.
Did you encounter anybody here? Any humans? This is a human village. Or elven?
No, not here. It is empty.
The fort across the bridge that's broken up.
Can't go there?
Can't get across the bridge.
I don't swim.
Okay.
Let me go.
Well, we'll see what my friends think about that. You just relax.
I hear the voices of the goblin and Kraloth, and I wander back towards them.
Mm-hmm.
And I chime in, Kraloth, ask him if we let them go, if they'll leave without any problems.
And I do. I ask him.
Better to ask, will we let you go?
What did
this
he
one's
say?
Bold. Oh, he seems to think he's in a position of power here. Oh.
Say, Kraloth, Jack and I were just talking in the back room. Mm-hmm. Dolan, you should hear this too. These boulders that are covering the land here. We have a bit of a theory about why they're here.
Catapults?
Trebuchets?
A little bigger.
Giants.
Sorry?
Giants.
Giants?
There haven't been giants here in a millennia.
No, but look, a trebuchet or a catapult, they wouldn't spread the rocks out the way it has it. Based on what Jack told me about the owl, it looks like it's spread out all over the area in large circles, but a catapult would be in the same area over and over again, very rarely disperging from the way they are.
Ask this one. What's he know?
What do you know about what happened here? Ekaduk
Chikapai. Roll persuasion.
14.
The village was attacked.
Go on.
We knew that it was easy pickings, so we came in.
Did you watch the attack happen?
No.
So how do you know it was attacked?
By all the boulders everywhere!
Hark told me.
This Hark, another goblin friend of yours?
Kraloth, what's going on? Tell us.
I'll fill you guys in. And I'm gonna, like, I'll be filling you guys in, like, as I'm doing this, and, like...
Ask him where he is. Translate. We want to know where this Hark is, and if anyone else is here, are there any humans hiding out?
I pick up my battle axe and allow it to reflect the moonlight into the goblin's face, wiping the blade with my beard to give it an extra sheen. And I turn to it and I say, or I turn to Kraloth and I say, have him bring his goblins here or I'll take off his head.
And Kraloth's eyebrows go up and he turns back to the goblin and he says, my friend here is crazy.
Yes, I can see that. Well, they won't follow me if they see that I'm captive. You'll have to let me go.
We could just walk over to the chicken coop or the pumpkin patch and talk to them two at a time. Maybe they'll be more ready to talk
to me. I'm liking that idea more.
You're very anti-goblin, right? I mean, pro-goblin. You don't want to kill them.
I don't really want to kill anybody. I do want to figure out what happened here.
Are we a pacifistic D&D group? I think we are.
Stand back, I say, and I wave my hand at Kraloth to step away from the goblin, and I ready my axe for an obvious beheading.
Oh, I can't watch. I gotta.
This
go
is an that. Intimidation roll.
Okay.
But I would prefer to use strength instead of charisma.
You can't do that.
But you can if you allow it. Because I was reading the rules. So I'm going to roll a 12.
Okay.
To intimidate.
And so the thing that you do is you pretend to get ready to chop off his head.
Yeah.
He cowers back from you in fear. You smell the rank scent of goblin urine.
Yeah. What's that lovely smell?
It's goblin piss. Yummy. And he's not worth it.
Doran.
I suggest we leave this one tied for now and go collect the others and see what they say.
I'm just gonna step back and I'm gonna say, well, I'm trying to talk to you and be friendly about this, but if you like, I can let my friends do the talking. They don't speak goblin. They speak in another language.
No. The villagers, I know where they are. If you free me, I'll tell you.
I never trust a goblin.
Jack, what do you think?
Jack's over standing by the door. He's, do you really think he knows something?
I do. You have my word. Word on Kalimvor and the Knights of the Order that we will let you go once you tell us where they are and once we have visual confirmation.
I can't. I'll get in trouble.
Fuck this! And I kick the goblin in the chair, sitting in the chair, back. So the goblin's lying prone, sitting in a chair.
Okay, well, so there's this cave, you see?
That was all attack. Brilliant. That's good. We it's just drama.
You did it well, Doran.
I didn't take off its head.
There's a cave. That way.
And he points to, like, the northwest.
I will pull out a map I have of the area. Take a look at this map and see, is there an area that might have caves in that, you know, based on what I know or would think or have
the
heard of?
The hills around Nightstone are riddled with caves. So certainly there would be caves.
Okay. So taking a piece of that map and then sort of making an illusion of it, drawing this little picture of it, sort of zoomed in on the area, sort of where we are and this area of caves. What's this one's name?
Beetle. It's this one right here.
And he better be quick, or otherwise I'm going to beetle out of him.
You let Vito free now.
We did make a deal.
I'm very badly hurt from axes and stuff.
Well, leave him tied up for now. We'll come back for him. We give him our word. We didn't say when.
Yeah, that's true. Yes?
Yeah. All right.
You free Vito now.
Oh, we will free you. But we didn't say when. My friend does have a point.
Treacherous human!
No. Okay, all right. Well, I'm just going to knock you out now. So I'm going to, can I like knock him out? Yep. Make him unconscious?
Yeah.
And I'm going to untie him. Well, it might be a ticking time explosive magic bomb. But a bargain's a bargain, like I say. So we leave him down here. When he wakes up, he wakes up.
We really need to just come down on one side of this goblin thing, though. Do we want to, I mean, like, if we interrogated and we found they have human sides to them, you know, do we want to just attack the other two, try to talk to them? Give them a chance to leave.
I think we try to talk to them. I mean, they're looters. They're not responsible for this.
How about this? So long as we don't come across anyone they've killed, we'll talk to them and let them go.
I agree.
But sounds the minute good. We come across someone that they've killed, bang, boom!
And in that case, I got to pick up Bido's limp form, put it over my shoulder. Might be a good bargaining chip.
Hey, not a bad idea.
That's an excellent idea. Now we don't have to worry about that ticking magical explosion.
Bob.
So let's swing north to where we should have, where we're going to. And I think we should check out the back, the inn area, and then maybe the chicken coop next to
it.
Let's do it.
So poking our head into the inn would be the first task.
Sure.
Yeah,
literally, and how I kind of want to go about it now, knowing what we know, is not so much sneak, just walk up and make the goblins aware of our presence and say,
here we are.
If we're not trying to attack them.
Yeah. You either talk to us or
run. I mean, we killed two wargs in the square and then had a fight in the temple. If they were going to notice, they'd have noticed.
That's right. Doran begins to lead the group out of the church. Mm-hmm. Towards the tavern.
And I follow the grumpy little dwarf.
So you go from the temple to the inn.
To the front door of the inn. And basically just swing the door wide open.
Was there a goblin on the
other
side of the
door? What did you squish when you opened that door? Something sounded wet.
You reveal a giant rock punched through the roof and landed here. Destroying a dining table and a pair of long benches. There are two little windowed alcoves to your left and right, a staircase that leads up just ahead of you. There are some unlit oil lamps resting atop a couple of tables, and you can hear someone rummaging. There's like clattering of dishes in the room beyond you.
Doran kind of steps in and, Morak! Morak!
Yeah, we turn to each other and shrug.
Okay. And I'll enter as well.
This is all happening at the same time, so.
So what does the goblin do that's obviously rummaging through his place when he hears someone yell?
You hear all sounds cease from the room beyond you.
And I holler again, Morak! Damn it. I don't think it's him.
No, I didn't either.
Lying in the middle of the room is a dead goblin.
Oh shit. How far away is it from us? Is
10 feet or so.
I walk over and take a quick medicine look at it.
Yeah, of course.
18.
There is a crossbow bolt sticking out of its chest. The wound is fresh. The goblin's been dead only a few minutes.
I quickly get into cover.
Okay, you take cover behind a table or something.
And I say, it's a crossbow bolt. Something attacked this creature. It could be friendly, it could not be.
I don't take cover, but I see you guys. And I kind of act like the decoy. If something is going to pop out and it only sees one, then you guys can have to jump on him.
I mean, it could be your friend.
Could be.
I ask Kieran to sort of fly in the door behind us and take a minute to rest against the wall and embody Kieran's senses for a moment to fly through this space, which has got like holes in the roof and everything, and just give us like a good sense of who's here, what's going on, what do I hear, what can my owl's eyes see. I'd love to do a perception with this fabulous keen hearing and senses. That is a 17.
Your owl flies 16. Around the room briefly and then up through the hole in the ceiling through which this rock has traveled.
Mm-hmm.
You immediately see that there is a young woman baffled at the sight of an owl flying at her in the room directly above you. She is a human woman.
I think was seeing this woman, Kieran will perch somewhere nearby.
Mm.
And just not in a threatening way, but just across the room, just to like be a presence in her space to like, and you know, have meet her eyes with mine through this owl. Just
she looks steadily at the owl and takes an inquisitive pace forward.
Kieran will stand there. It's an owl. It can't speak, but it will like give a friendly nod, as friendly as an owl can be.
A friendly hoot.
Kraloth sees the owl fly in and with a knowing look leans over to Jack and says, "What do you see?"
I don't know if I'm even present in that body right now to hear.
Oh, you don't even hear it.
I think my senses
like
are
eyes
over.
Roll back.
I'm just like,
I'm closed.
I just expect him to.
Yeah.
And I just like wave in front of his face.
But there might be
take a coin out of his coin purse.
there is a moment though after, after, Kieran and this woman have that brief like nod where Jack would bring his senses back into his body. There's a woman here. We're friendly.
And I hear you call that from outside. I'm like, I know we're friendly.
And Doran looks back and he hears you say, there's a woman here. And it gives you a look almost of like, okay, I'm not as on guard anymore. And looking at the dead goblin in the middle of the floor, I obviously see that she's not a threat to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I assume she's not.
The owl there, that's Kieran, my familiar. Can I come up the stairs?
Yes, but be careful. And as you move through this lower room, the door that lies across from you into the room where you heard the clattering opens just about an inch and then shuts again.
Careful of what?
Goblins.
Oh. Now we've killed plenty of them.
I'm going to walk up the stairs and leave. Trust Doran with the goblins.
Yeah, do we see the door open? Or is it just Jack who sees that?
I'll go with
anyone who is
Doran.
Paying enough attention.
Yeah.
That's so your own.
I exchange a look with Doran and
with a passive perception of 12.
Yeah, that's fair.
Are we staying down or
let's investigate that door, I think.
Yeah, I'll go upstairs with Jack.
Okay. So Jack and Red go upstairs. Kraloth and Doran investigate the door.
We're coming upstairs. Don't shoot us with your crossbow.
Let's go back to Kraloth and Doran real quick.
Mm.
How do you approach this situation?
One wants
and
to
I
kill.
Look at
one
I look at Kraloth. What
it's
what,
Kraloth and Doran.
How do you feel you want to approach this situation?
Maybe we can speak with them. And I approach the door and I softly knock on it. And in a whisper, I say, "Akdoke, Akdengbido, Bilokdonge." We have Bido. And we want to talk. He is alive. Do you know where I can find Hack?
Shame. Which roughly translates to no one's here.
These goblins are awesome.
And you hear a little bit more clattering.
We don't want to hurt you.
They're too cute to kill.
Never
in my life.
If only Joe wasn't playing.
I know, right?
Some big something angry. I'd be like, okay, let's kill them all.
I'm not here.
We're just investigating the town. We have no quarrel with you and your people. We don't want to hurt you. Do you know who Bido is?
I can't hear you. There's nobody here.
Oh, there's nobody here, Doran. So
there's
we can just open.
Is this a joke? And I kick the door in. Boom.
Doran kicks the door. Now I get your name.
Oh my god.
Classic.
There's a little goblin who's got a flour sack on her head. She is holding a really large burlap sack with both of her hands. It's bulging full. And part of it is moving a little bit, and she's like trying to drag it with all her might out the back of this kitchen the back wall has been collapsed by another boulder, and she's like trying to make her exit, but the sack is caught on some chair leg, and she's like desperately trying to untangle it.
The one that she's holding?
Yeah.
I'd just like to make a perception roll, I guess, to see if I would know or assume what's in there.
Okay.
Be 11.
There is a clucking sound.
Okay.
An alligator.
It's an alligator. Yeah, she's trying to flee. She's not making a great go of it, but that's her obvious aim.
I have one direction I'm going to go in.
Go for it.
All right. So my next step would be to quickly step up and grab the goblin by the scruff of the leather armor and intimidate it to see. And ultimately, the goal would be to find out if she's going to say the same thing as Bidot says or whatever.
Bidot
says. Where
Bidot to you.
Where the the people are in the caves.
Okay. Make an intimidation.
And so I'll say, you'll have to speak for me. Oh, fuck.
Sure, yeah.
4.
I want to hear that lovely Doran voice, though.
Tell us. Tell him. Ask her.
That's awesome. That's
ask her. Krayla, where are the people?
She basically shrugs out of your grasp and beats it. She just runs away. She leaves the sack with you.
Free chicken.
She pieces out. Back upstairs, we have Jack and Red.
We mean you no harm. As I walk up looking for nuggets of shadow to skulk in.
Everyone knows that's like the currency that shadows.
Shadow nuggets, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Give me 10 shadow nuggets, please. Yeah, and I'm going to approach this lady.
Hi.
The door opens to her room as she expects you up the stairs. She opens the door and you see her silhouette through the darkness of the room. There's obviously a big hole punched in the ceiling, so the like spangled night sky is letting in a little bit of light. And you see her. She has this halo of golden hair. She's wearing a brown cloak and she's got kind of an amused look on her face.
I can't imagine what you've been through. Just look at this place.
Yeah, I've been better.
I'm Jack. This is Red.
Hello.
I'm Kella.
Kella, I wish we could have met under better circumstances. Are you hurt? Is there anything?
No, I miraculously survived.
I'm going to hang back a bit.
Past few days.
I'm getting a weird vibe from this girl. Actually, I'm going to roll insight while he's talking to her.
Okay.
How did you manage to hide from, I guess, what happened with the stones?
16.
How did it all start?
There was a terrible noise as rocks fell from the sky.
Horrifying.
I was a guest here at the inn and I hid underneath my bed, she points, and you can see how narrowly that furniture missed being struck by a rock. I was too frightened to come out for a long time, and when I did, I was the only one here.
That's terrifying, Kella. Where were you traveling from?
I came from Daggerford. I'm a traveling monk. I was just stopping through, and the innkeeper has very reasonable rates here.
Bullshit.
Oh, lovely. What tradition do you practice? You're a monk?
Yes, of Lathander.
Oh, fascinating. The temple here must have been really interesting to you then.
It was, yes.
Who is the...
She's totally bullshitting you.
Right? I know she's bullshitting. That's what I'm saying to Jack. I'm clinging to the shadows now. I have my bow readied.
What about the temple? How do you know who the priest was?
Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
I just told you.
And I draw my bow and I aim it at her.
Red, what are you doing?
Excuse me.
Does she have a crossbow on her?
She has a crossbow. She doesn't have it on her.
Where is
it? It's in the room.
But I can't see it.
It's like on the table.
Okay. Who are you really?
What are you talking
about? I'm not buying it. Listen, I've been around. And for all my light funniness, I can tell a bullshitter. And you are full of shit, madame. Kella, if that is your name. everyone else in this town has fucked off, and you stood behind under a bed, yet had the courage to fire a crossbolt at a goblin below, I call bullshit. Who are you really, and what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are we doing here? We're answering a call for a friend, trying to help somebody.
Who?
Valerosa.
You're a friend of her?
Yes.
Well, you'll be terribly upset to know that she's dead.
What do you mean?
She was not as lucky as I.
What happened? How did she die?
I had nothing to do with a giant's attack. This was 2 days ago. A huge cloud with a fortress built atop it, such as I've never seen, appeared from the horizon, grew close faster than any bird, and stopped above the town. Giants descended from it.
That's unbelievable.
It is. They dropped rocks, murdered townsfolk. Most fled. I'm not lying. I stayed here out of fear. I saw them in the town square out of my window, briefly, at some business. I don't know what.
But there aren't any bodies. There was no blood in the temple. How could it?
I didn't see whether the priest survived or not. I hope that he did.
But who are you, and why are you here, and how do you know that Valerosa died?
I made my way up out to the keep. It's quite the jump now that the bridge is out. There are some guards who are still alive there, and the lady's body. She was crushed.
No.
I'm sorry. Was she a dear friend of yours?
I've known her for years.
Yes. Judging by the damage to the cottages, she's not the only person who didn't survive. Most of the townsfolk fled into the woods. I'm not sure if they survived.
I don't understand. How do you fit in all this? This doesn't make sense. You hung out and decided to go to the keep, saw the lady, then came back here and hid back under the bed?
I'm afraid of the goblins. I'm waiting for them to leave before I can make my escape. Hopefully you can help me. You seem capable.
We're not here to fuck around.
Do you think I am some goblin agent?
I don't know why you're here. All I know is you're the only one here, and that enough is suspicious.
Drop your weapon.
No, not until we know exactly what type of threat you may or may not be. Is your name even Keller?
Yes.
Is it? To reject.
Looking around the room, do I see any of the things I would expect a monk of Lathander to be carrying with them on a... Just to, like, verify any parts of her story.
You can roll a religion check for that.
A religion check? I would love to. 11 for religion.
Her robes seem passable. You don't see any specific accoutrement that a monk would necessarily be carrying apart from that.
Show us your holy symbol. And that's not a euphemism.
She fumbles around in the folds of her cloak and pulls out an amulet that you would recognize as belonging to a monk of Lathander's order. While she is rummaging in her cloak, the head of a snake, a live snake, protrudes from one arm of her vest.
And I shoot a look at Jack.
And then I shoot the snake.
What the fuck does that mean?
Is that your familiar?
I'm sorry? Oh, this is a pet. Let's hop back downstairs. Kraloth, Doran, this goblin has run from you, leaving all of the spoils of her pillaging on the ground in front of you.
I don't really particularly care about chasing down this goblin.
I mean, it could pose a problem that she could go and warn the other goblins, but...
Might be a little bit of fun. I'm going to take a look around here, and I want to search.
Yeah, no specific signs of your friend Morok in the kitchen, no.
What about if I go for investigation? Because then I'd have a
No
six.
One's in the kitchen with Doran.
No.
No, but I'm going to say you're looking for signs of your friend.
I am. I don't like to do this, but I think I got my hopes up. About seeing someone from my past, and now they're not here, and I've kind of got ahead of myself.
Well, he's an innkeeper. He's resourceful. I'm sure he would be able to... We haven't found his body yet, so
I say we go up and join the other two, and I'll take a look around.
I'll look through the giant bag.
Yeah.
There are several muffins, a block of cheese, a cooked chicken, a live chicken, a frying pan, an iron pot, a bullseye lantern, two flasks of oil, a set of cook's utensils, a jar of cloves, a jar of saffron, a dented silver jug, and a cracked hourglass.
Shit, this chicken's still alive! Get out of here!
I will just stick then the chicken, the cooked chicken meat in my backpack.
Sure.
That's gonna go bad.
It's cooked.
Back upstairs.
Can I ask a question that I probably would have noticed? I was the one who did the medicine check on the goblin. Mm-hmm. I'm a ranger. I'm great at using a bow. Did I notice the way that the bolt was? Was it a one-shot kill? Was it a headshot? Was it like sort of a messy off-the-center shot? Was it skilled? Is sort of what I'm trying to get at. Could I detect that from the death of the goblin?
This was a one-shot kill.
Leading me to believe that this person was skilled to use this?
Yes.
Okay. That to me is enough to be like,
You would assume she has proficiency mechanically.
I just mean to say that to Jack, and I'm saying this with my bow still trained on her. She's not the kind to hide when an attack comes. She was here either on purpose or came afterwards. Listen, Keller, I recognize why you may feel like you need to hide your true purpose here. I really do. But look, and I'm going to slowly lower my bow. Possibly, at the very least, all of us here are on the same page in regards to whatever giant catastrophe might have happened. Please, tell us what you know. Perhaps we have information as well that could aid you. And I'm going to try a persuasion.
Sure.
Because at this point, my logic is she didn't fire at us when we came in. So right. At the very least, she's willing to talk.
Yeah, she invited you up.
And that is going to be a 23.
I told you, truthfully, everything I know about the giant's attack was terrifying, and I have no desire to get to know them any better. As to my true reason for being here, being that you are friends of the Lady Nandar, I maybe obfuscated the truth slightly. She looks you both up and down for a moment.
Are you hitting on me?
Not yet.
Hello.
Perhaps you're familiar with the Zhentarim?
I know them.
Elves, aren't they?
No.
I don't know them.
Don't worry, I'll explain later.
Are they from Faerûn?
They are.
I'm interested. Tell me more.
There's a network of people who work together to common ends. We value people who know how to get what they need.
Wait.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Is Vella Rosa working for the Zhentarim?
No, silly. I am.
No, but not against her then. Not with her.
She's not here anymore.
I understand that. I'm trying to figure out what...
I have my own ends, and they're not necessarily benign, but they're not malignant either.
No, they I understand. You guys want to make money and sell whatever you can.
Anyway, I'm expecting company.
Ah. So you're trying to meet with others, Zhentarim, and what? We're catching you in the middle of it?
You're here too.
Well, now that we are all on the same page, maybe we can help each other out. Why don't we hang around and meet with your friends, and maybe we can do a similar thing?
That sounds fine.
Well, who are you meeting with, and what's the goal?
All right. Well, I'm meeting with...
Wait, hold on. Dorin Kraloth, come up here!
As Kraloth and Dorin climb the stairs of the inn toward the room where Red and Jack are speaking with Kella, you hear the sound of hoofbeats enter the square, and a confident male voice calls out, Kella! Kella, darling! What have you done with the place?
Thanks for listening, and thanks again to our Patreon supporters. Remember, you can support us too! Find the link at DiceShanePodcast.com. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe, and be sure to follow us at
Say Shame on Twitter and Instagram, because otherwise existence is meaningless. Bye!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Can the reach of an advisor extend beyond the retirement plan? When you prioritize financial well-being support for participants, you can help add value to all of life's moments. Unlock the full potential of the retirement plan with Vanguard well on your way. Visit institutional.vanguard.com to deliver focused financial well-being support. All investing is subject to risk.